Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of October, we will be exploring the topic, Embracing His Assurance. October 3, His Assurance. I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Matthew 26, verse 29. When I was in my early teens, one day I decided to decline my mother's help and to do my own haircut. Soon I realized that I was in deep trouble. My hair was all uneven, but I only had a few inches of hair left. Finally, I had to swallow my pride and ask for my mother's forgiveness and help. I ended up with a very short haircut and a very profound lesson about her willingness and ability to help. I always had the assurance that she would be there for me. Sometimes our challenges are much greater than a haircut, and we wonder, will God still help me, or is He going to say, I told you so? Can He still save me, or have I gone too far? As Jesus and His disciples were having the last Passover meal together, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and explained its ultimate meaning. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Matthew 26, verses 28 and 29. What an amazing assurance! Not only was Jesus explaining that His blood would be poured out for the forgiveness of sins, but He was also assuring them of the future. He was talking about His everlasting kingdom and eternal life. I can imagine the disciples' excitement. They couldn't wait to be drinking of the fruit of the vine with Jesus in His kingdom. I want to live with that assurance, don't you? But there's more to it, which takes my breath away. Jesus sees the future. You will all fall away because of me. Abandon me this night. For it is written, I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go ahead of you to Galilee. Matthew 26, verses 31 and 32. What? Do you mean that Jesus already knew about their upcoming failure and still gave them the assurance of the kingdom? Yes. Quoting Zechariah 13, verse 7, Jesus let them know the outcome. Even though they would fail Him miserably, they would be in the kingdom if they chose to believe in Him. And so will we.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com. or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!